I'm Bronson Tykert here at the National FFA Convention with Kelly Mushgin with the U.S. Army. They're part of the Innovation Station series they have this year. And we just wanted to know a little bit more about what you guys are doing and what message you want to portray to these FFA members.
Okay, sure. Thanks, Bronson. Yes, I'm Kelly Mushgin. I'm the Education Manager with the U.S. Army Marketing. And we actually partner with FFA. And we are here to provide information to the students to help them make informed decisions about their careers once they graduate from high school. So what we have brought with us today to the convention, we have our STEM trailer that will explain to the students like over the 200 jobs that the Army has. We have our Army marksman here. We have our military police and our working dogs. And I would like to also introduce Captain Jessica Bowden. She is our Army veterinarian that's here today to explain that career path to students. So I'd like to ask Jessica to talk a little bit about what she's helping us here with today as well.
Perfect. Okay, so that is something really interesting that I've never heard of. A veterinarian in the military. So why would that be useful? And tell me how you got into that.
Yeah, I get asked that a lot. Like, no one knows that the Army had vets. So the reason we have them, one is the working dogs that are here. It's my job to make sure that the working dogs are healthy so that they can go do their jobs, sniff out bombs, sniff out drugs, and keep everybody safe. And then on top of that, I do all the food safety for the installation. So we inspect the food on the installation and off at like civilian locations and make sure the food is safe for our force as well. And then I also run a vet clinic on post, so I take care of all the pets. So when soldiers are deployed or busy doing the mission, they don't have to worry about their little fluffy dog at home. I take care of it. I make sure it's healthy so they can focus on their jobs.
Perfect. So what are you telling these FFA members about your job? Because obviously, you know, that's veterinarians, part of agriculture, taking care of animals. So what are you talking to these kids about?
So a lot of these kids want to be veterinarians, and they don't know how to pay for it. Vet school is insanely expensive. It's a lot of school, a lot of time, a lot of money. The Army will pay for it. So the Army can pay for your undergrad. The Army can pay for veterinary school. So I'm just giving them an option and showing them a career path that they can get into. There's tons of opportunities in the Army for veterinarians. So giving them another choice besides just being the civilian vet, taking care of the dogs and cats.
So, I mean, obviously you're here, you're smiling, it looks like you're having a great time. What can you tell the FFA members about your experience?
Best decision I ever made. I am so passionate about my job. I absolutely love what I do. It's more than just being a vet. There's so much more to being in the Army and being a leader and being a part of a team. And the opportunities are just endless. So it's the best choice I made with my life.
That's great. Kelly, I just wanted to ask you one more question. What's the U.S. Army's future goals with the FFA and that partnership?
Oh, yeah, sure. So the Army and the FFA will plan to continue our partnership. We have been partners already for several years, and so we look forward to engaging with one another and continuing to support FFA. FFA and the Army share very similar goals in making sure that we have successful students and that they are productive citizens for our society, whatever their career choice may be.
I'm here with the U.S. Army booth. I'm Bronson Tykert with FFA Today.